God loves us very much. This is a truth that the scriptures teach. This is one of the starting points for the gospel, that God loves us, that he created us in love. He created us to worship him, to love him, to live our lives in relationship to him. And unfortunately, that we have turned from God, that we saw our own way, that we chased after our own status and pride, that we were disobedient. Humanity found ourselves in a difficult position, that the God that could redeem us was blocked from us by the weight of the things that we'd done. And yet God found a way to step across all of that, that God found a way to come face to face to us across all of the boundary and all of the barrier that we'd set up between ourselves and God. And Jesus Christ, who is God made flesh, stepped into our world and looked at us face to face and said, "This is who God is." And he showed us who God is. And we think that's pretty good news in the Christian church. And so it's our job, it's our calling, it's our privilege to tell people about what God has done, to remove every barrier, every distance, every boundary between us and himself. When Jesus Christ came, he came preaching a message of love, of justice, of righteousness. He preached a hard road of discipleship that was not the way that the world lives. And people really, really didn't like that. To preserve their own status and their own power. And mostly because they didn't like the way he was gathering followers. The authorities had Jesus put to death. And they executed him in the manner of the most vile of revolutionaries. The way that they would execute the enemies of the state, they crucified Jesus Christ. And although there was human ambition, there was human sin behind what happened that day on the cross, God was also working through it, that it wasn't just what humans were trying to get for themselves by killing Jesus, but that God was also at work in the death of Jesus Christ, and that what humans meant for evil, God meant for good, and that through the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, all sin was taken care of, was destroyed, was removed from us. The guilt of sin was completely removed from us for those who believe. And this is also good news. And 3 days after Jesus died, when they had laid him in the tomb, when they'd rolled a stone in front of it, when all hope looked as if it had been extinguished for those who thought Jesus was the Son of God, Jesus came back to life. Jesus was given back his life by God, who affirmed that he was indeed the Son of God, that everything he had said was straight from the mouth of God, that the things that he had done had truly represented the person of God. Jesus Christ came back to life, and we think that also is pretty good news. On a Sunday, we gather around the story right in the middle of that, when Jesus Christ was crucified. But on the night before he died, he met with his disciples, who had grown to love him, to know him well, that he had built up friendships with, and they shared a last meal together. And in that last meal was contained the whole story of what God was doing. And it's that we gather to join in with today. Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, he took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it, and he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And after dinner, he also took a cup, and he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So we gather to take part in that story, and we're going to share out the bread and the wine. If you believe in Jesus today, if you have heard about his crucifixion, if you've heard about his resurrection, and you believe and you've thought, I believe that, and I know what God can do in my life because of that, you're welcome to take part in this. If you've been forgiven through what Jesus did on the cross, you're welcome to take part in this. If you have heard good news and you've thought, "Man, that is good news, I want to be part of that," then you're welcome here to take bread and wine and join in with us. If you're not a Christian, if you don't believe this stuff, you don't need to feel embarrassed or whatever that this is coming past. We're not going to make you make a statement of faith that you don't hold as your faith. So that's all right. Just if it's coming past you and you don't believe, then just let it fly past. But this is meaningful for those who believe, and we're going to take a little bit of time over it. So before we share this, I'm going to ask Yvonne to pray for us as we take this, and then we'll share it.
Dear Lord, as the service in church draws to a close, we gather with quiet reverence and humility to receive the communal offerings of this table laid out before you. We thank you for the bread and wine before us, and remember the body and the blood of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, shed on the cross. We thank you for the forgiveness of our sins, and pray that the Holy Spirit strengthens and guides us as we try to follow your example throughout the week to come. Amen.
Thank you. So this is Jesus' table. He is welcoming and generous, and you're welcome at this table. So as we pass round the bread and the wine, feel free as you take it. And we're going to pass round these little cups of wine. As we pass these round, if you just take one, hold on to it, and when everybody has one, we'll drink together. I should say it's grape juice as well, not wine. And so we drink together in remembrance of Jesus Christ. And so we find ourselves as participants in what Jesus came to do. That those truths that I mentioned earlier still hold true. God, of course, still loves us. We are, unfortunately, still sinners. But Jesus Christ has come, and he has done something that really changed what this world is like, where this world is heading. He really changed the trajectory of our lives, the course, the path that our lives will take. He's changed our hearts. When Jesus came, everything changed. And the choices that lie before us, in light of what Jesus came to do, they offer us hope that we can follow, that death has been defeated through Jesus Christ, that we can hope in eternal life. And so the things that we've done no longer dog our feet, but they are truly and completely finished and dealt with. God says, in the Psalms, the psalmist says that God has removed our sins from us as far as the east is from the west. That God really blots out from existence the memory of the things that we've done. And so we leave here not forgiven because of these things, but reminded again of our forgiveness, reminded again of the grace that was given through Jesus, and hopeful again, I think, of the life that lies before us in freedom from those things that went before. And I think that's pretty good news. So it's a good point to finish our service on. We are going to sing another song before we share fellowship. Thank you. Before we share fellowship and have our church meeting. So let's sing together.